are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Tuesday episode. We've got some things to cover in Bachelor Nation. Jason Tardik, Kat Stickler, Daisy has, well, she hasn't confirmed anything, but what we've pretty much known for the last couple months was reported yesterday by Us Weekly. We now know where Maria is doing her first podcast appearance. That was posted yesterday. I've also got thoughts on American Idol from Sunday night. I haven't watched last night's episode yet, but I did watch Sunday night's when it went from 10 to 8, and I've got some thoughts on that. Remember when I talked about MILF Manor 2? And I was like, what possible twist could they give us in season 2 that's going to beat season 1, where these women were dating men who were all brought in on their 20s, but they were the sons of all the women? Well, we've got season 2's twist. I didn't watch the premiere episode, but I know what the twist is. Taylor Swift is dominating the charts once again. And maybe, maybe I'm going to fill you in on an addiction that I have. And it is probably one of the weirder things you've ever heard. But I'm seriously addicted to doing this. Talk about that momentarily.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, let's get going. We've got some things to talk about in Bachelor Nation. First up, I thought this was interesting. Look, nobody is remotely surprised. It's not even really breaking news that Jason Tardik is dating Kat Stickler. They have posted from the same location, the same vacation spots, the same hotel rooms numerous times over the last couple months. So when People Magazine broke this weekend, when they were at an event together in New York, and then right after that, sources tell them that Jason and Kat were very cozy together. It's just like, okay, they were there. That's why they saw it. But again, they were at Stagecoach this past weekend. If you look on Jason's Instagram stories, again, he never posts with her. He always makes sure she's out of shot, and she always posts where she is, and they're always in the same place. Like, it's the worst kept secret, but he had her on his podcast that aired yesterday. It was recorded a month ago. But on the podcast, he mentions that she was approached to be the Bachelorette in 2021. Now, here's the thing. When you saw the story, when I saw the story on Us Weekly, the story on the main page of Us Weekly, the headline said, Jason Tardik's girlfriend Kat Stickler was asked to be the Bachelorette in 2021. So you click on the story, and the headline says, Kat Stickler was approached to be the Bachelorette in 2021. There's a major difference between being asked and being approached. You know why? Because they approach numerous people. Hell, they even ask numerous people. It doesn't even matter. It's not even a story if someone is asked to be the Bachelorette. I'm sorry, Kat Stickler, for however spunky she may be, was never going to be the Bachelorette. She was never even considered seriously. Did they probably reach out to her? Sure. Do you know how many people they reach out to in regards to this? And how many times do I got to say it? In 21 seasons of The Bachelorette, 21, even though we've had 23 Bachelorettes, because there were two seasons where there were two Bachelorettes, every single Bachelorette is someone that was a contestant on the show before. They've never wavered outside of this franchise to find their bachelorette. For The Bachelor, they did it a few times in the beginning, but ever since Brad Womack 2.0, they've never done it once. Unless you want to count Matt James, but Matt James was set to be on Claire's season and then the pandemic hit. So probably he was going to be The Bachelor anyway on Claire's season if he shows up on it, if there's no pandemic and he becomes one of Claire's contestants. He shows up, he becomes a contestant on that season, he was probably going to be The Bachelor after that. But for the sake of argument, if you want to say he was never a previous contestant, technically I guess you're right. But ever since Brad Womack 1.0, every single person has been on the show before. They just don't deviate from the franchise. So every time I hear something about a contestant, oh my God, they reached out to her and Dancing with the Stars people. I remember Maxim Smirkovsky was reached out to apparently by, it's just like, okay, but that's not even a story because it doesn't matter if they were reached out to. Unless somebody was literally signed a contract, was set to be announced, and something happened literally last minute, it's irrelevant if somebody was asked to or approached to be The Bachelorette. I just thought it was funny. The other story that came out yesterday by Us Weekly was that Daisy is dating a guy named Thor Herbst. Thor, who is the god of thunder. Daisy is now dating him. That's her ex-boyfriend from San Diego State. They obviously were hanging out while the show was airing. I don't know. She claims that that's not the reason why she turned down the Bachelorette gig. Who knows if that's true or not? But her dating Thor isn't really news. Once again, if you followed either of them on their Instagram stories, they've been in the same place numerous times over the last couple months. Now, the thing that was told to me back when the show was airing, when somebody told me, hey, it's not Daisy because she's engaged to her ex-boyfriend. I'm like, no, she's not. She's not engaged to Thor, the god of thunder. But was she hanging out with him? Yes. And then it got more serious again. But that's typical in this franchise. I don't know anything about their relationship, but it's very, very typical for an ex-boyfriend to come back into your life once you become popular from going on The Bachelor. I'm sure the God of Thunder was not too thrilled with Daisy becoming America's darling and gaining 900,000 followers and probably getting DM slid by a bunch of guys. So, you know, she went back to her ex. This is nothing new. So many women in this franchise do it. Does it end up working? Yeah, sometimes. For some it has. Worked for Melissa Rycroft. Her boyfriend got insanely jealous that she got engaged on the show. And now they're married with kids. So it has worked in the past. More often than not, it doesn't. Because, again, I'm totally speaking out of turn here. But I don't think the God of Thunder, I think this is more a jealousy thing, and I'm not saying he doesn't want her, but he doesn't want anyone else to have her. And he knows that she's got a shit ton of options after appearing on Joey's season of The Bachelor. And finally, it was announced yesterday on a Instagram reel that Maria's first podcast interview is going to be with Alex Cooper from the Call Her Daddy podcast. Now, it's really interesting because it seems like the contracts are changing for contestants, because you've had to do at least one, if not multiple, podcasts within the Bachelor franchise. The fact that they're letting Maria do Call Her Daddy first before she speaks to anybody just makes me think that the contracts for these contestants have changed. How could I not think that? Call Her Daddy is insanely popular. She has rebranded herself. And I don't listen to it, but from everything that people have told me, it's not what it was. It isn't a bunch of sex talk anymore. She's totally rebranded. I think she will talk relationships and sex, but when she was doing Call Her Daddy with Sophia, and literally their whole podcast was talking about orgasms and the gluck gluck, that's not what this is anymore. She's more of an interview host, which is fine. I mean, good for her for pivoting, because that shtick of let's talk about who we banged this weekend and who we gave head to, that gets old after a while. You know, And there's plenty of podcasts out there that already do that. So where does it fit in? You know, what makes you stand out over anybody else? The fact that she has pivoted, got herself, what, $60 million from Spotify after leaving Barstool? I think, obviously, you could say she hit the jackpot. But the fact that she has rebranded and become more of an interview podcast, I say good for her. And if Maria is allowed to go on her podcast for her first interview, that's great. It'll be interesting to hear. I mean, clearly Maria's dad went on a podcast and said, I don't think I'm going to talk about my daughter being asked or whether she was or wasn't asked to be the Bachelorette because that's unfair to Jen. Well, if Maria goes on a podcast and talks about it, then what does her dad's answer mean? Because isn't he? Look, we all know Maria was asked. And we all know Maria was in contention. Now, we have also heard four different stories about how close was Maria to getting this. Did she turn it down? Did she accept the gig and then got fired after 3 days? Was she difficult to deal with? Did she demand too much money? Did she demand her best friend to be her producer? Did she demand having her phone? All this stuff that we've heard, all these rumors, I hope she at least addresses it because then it could just put the rumors to rest. But those are other things that other people have been reporting publicly. And I just thought it was irresponsible to report that stuff when we have no idea what's true. So hopefully in this interview, Maria addresses that. This podcast is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I'm guessing all of you listening right now are sitting there with a mobile plan over $100. I certainly was before Mint Mobile came around with this deal. I'm saving literally $75 to $85 a month switching over to Mint Mobile. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile for you guys. Get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/realitysteve. That's mintmobile.com/realitysteve. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/realitysteve. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. And of course, we got to talk to you about Way. Ladies, get rid of those frizzies. You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. Lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control, lasts for up to 72 hours. It also takes some time off your daily routine. I mean it. Also, heat protection, up to 450 degrees. Immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. It helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to a consumer perception study, 90% of the participants agreed their hair looks less frizzy. I don't have any hair issues because I don't have enough hair to have the frizzies. But when I have sent it to my friends, they absolutely love it. So frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theway.com, theouai.com, and enter promo code REALITYSTEVE for 15% off any product. That's theway.com, theouai.com, promo code REALITYSTEVE for 15% off any product.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
All right. I want to talk about American Idol from Sunday night. I watched the final 10 go down to the final 8. And I had a couple thoughts on this. The first thought that I had was about Keiko. And remember how I told you, look, I'm fine with the judges. I like them. I like their chemistry. But I wish they would be a little harsher. You don't have to be Simon Harsh where you're commenting on people's looks and stuff like that and insulting them. But, I mean, the worst criticism any of these contestants will ever get is didn't like that song for you. That's about it. That's about as harsh as you'll get on this show from Luke, Katie, and Lionel. And I watched Sunday's show, and I watched Keiko perform a song from the year he was born, and he performed Teenage Dirtbag. And I'm telling you right now, that performance was so over-the-top ridiculous. It didn't do anything for his vocals whatsoever. Simon would have absolutely destroyed that. He would have said that was a mess. He would have said your vocals were terrible, or at least said your vocals, I've never heard you worse, something along those lines. But because he jumped around the stage and literally screamed at the top of his lungs, you couldn't have one judge say, Keiko, that wasn't it. It wasn't. And they were literally going the opposite. They were like, you command the stage. I'm like, that was terrible. It really was. And I don't mean to shit on the guy because I've seen some other performances where he's been decent. And I could see, like, I think he's a music teacher as well. So clearly this guy has some influence on other children and teaching them music. I just didn't think that performance was any good. And I can't imagine many people did think it was good. And he was one of the two that got eliminated. But I'm just saying, if you're not going to even give any sort of remote criticism of that Teenage Dirtbag performance from Keiko on Sunday, then no one's ever getting criticized on this show. Because Simon would have destroyed him. I don't think that he would have given one compliment about any of that performance. But again, doesn't have to be insulting, but he was just honest. He absolutely would have said, that song did nothing for your vocals, or something along those lines, because it didn't. This is a singing competition. Yes, I understand it's also a popularity contest, but for the contestants themselves, they want to come across as good singers. They want to present themselves as people who can sing and perform in front of an audience. And that wasn't anything that at all that showcased his voice whatsoever. And I think Simon would have told him that. And yet these judges were like, oh my gosh, Keiko, you were so incredible up on stage. No, he wasn't. He was flapping around like an imbecile. I'm sorry. It was just not a good performance at all. And I'm glad he didn't deserve to make top eight after that performance. Now, I don't even understand how this judging works with the voting. Because, okay, so you're basically taking him at his Monday performance last week and the votes then, combining him with anybody who votes in the first hour and 45 minutes of Sunday's show. Whatever. He's off the show. And now I think I'm going to come clean here with this. There's no way McKenna Faith Reinholdt doesn't win this competition. She is by far the best singer, easily the most marketable contestant on the show. Got a great story, adoptive parents. She has to win. And I think that she is, like, when I look at these final eight, I don't know who got eliminated last night, but when I look at these final eight, I'm sorry. There is one person that I would absolutely download some of her songs, and that's McKenna. I think she's so awesome. Now, I could be a little biased because on Sunday night, she literally sang top three favorite songs for me of all time in terms of slow songs when she sang Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. And look, I've heard a lot of people sing that song. That was one of the best versions I've heard. I just love her voice. I will absolutely purchase anything that she comes out with. Am I going to go see her in concert? I don't know. Maybe if she becomes as big as Taylor Swift, but I'll absolutely purchase her music. I think she is great. I'd be stunned if she didn't win this thing. All right. MILF Manor 2. It premiered over the weekend. I didn't realize that. I lost track of time. But in season one of MILF Manor, they have a bunch of women like 50 years or older, and they present them. I think there were six women, and they present them with a bunch of 20-year-old guys in their 20s to date. And all the guys ended up being the sons of the women. which was bizarre. So then when it was coming back for season two, I'm like, well, what's the twist this season? Well, we now know the twist. And it's something I didn't think of, but makes sense. So I think there's six or eight, again, women, MILFs, as the show describes them. And they present them with a bunch of 20-year-old dudes as their contestants, the guys that will be going after them. But then, and I don't know how many guys there are, 8, 10. But then for every guy, they brought in his father. So the father and son are now competing for the MILFs. And there's a part of me that wants to watch this to see this fucking train wreck go through. But I don't know. I don't know if I can bring myself to watch this show. If someone wants to update me who maybe watched the premiere and tells me, Steve, it's so bad it's good, maybe I'll watch it. By the way, in the Billboard Top 100, Taylor Swift holds the first 14 spots in the Top 100 right now. All songs off the Tortured Poets Department. All I know is Fortnite is number one. I don't know the rankings. Does it matter? She last year, I think we even talked about this on the Daily Roundup. Last year, she had like the top 10 all from the same album. I think it was for Midnights. Yeah, I know we talked about that. Well, now she's got the top 14, which is another record she just set. It's crazy. She is the most popular woman of all time. In any walk of life, nobody is more culturally popular than her. And finally, because I did it yesterday, and I've done it numerous times, I wanted to share with you what I do, and you can call me weird for it. I know it's not normal, but I wanted to share something about myself that I've never shared before. It's nothing too deep. And I know 99% of you are going to think it's weird. I think it's weird. And I don't really know why I do it. But I did it again yesterday for no real reason whatsoever. But I will say I probably call Las Vegas once a week, if not twice. I call my casino host at Venetian. I'll call my casino host at Mandalay. I'll just call the front desk. Just to kind of talk and ask questions about things that I kind of pretty much already know the answer to. I just want confirmation on. You're like, Steve, why? Honestly, I don't have an answer. There is no answer. I can tell you why I called yesterday. It's because of the party coming up in June. I'm staying at Mandalay for the first 2 days, then transferring over to the Venetian for Saturday, Sunday. And I've made some reservations of friends that are going, so I had to call and book stuff and make sure that their name is on reservations, and I've gotten the email confirmations, and I wrote down whose email confirmation went with each person's name, but I called yesterday just to double check, and I went over every reservation that I have. I was like, hey, just double checking. This reservation, you know, QRE3775, is that under, Courtney Robertson? Because I got Courtney a reservation. Yes. Okay, what about this one? And, you know, I think I knew the answer. Basically, if I basically couldn't read my own writing, that would be the only way the reservations attached to a certain name would be wrong. I've already written it down, and I've already made sure I've written it down. But I just called yesterday to do it again, just to confirm. Last week I called and I asked about inner tubes at the Lazy River at Mandalay. I asked, can I get my inner tubes comped? These people must be being like, seriously, you're calling us to ask if you can get your inner tubes comped? Yes, I am, because I don't want to pay $40 for an inner tube. So we worked around that, and basically they talked me into a cabana on Friday at the pool at Mandalay, because cabanas come with inner tubes. So yeah, I'd rather pay four times for the cabana than pay $40 for an inner tube. It's just, I know you think I'm exaggerating. I'm not. I just like calling them and talking to them. One time I called last year when all the stuff was going on with the traffic, with the F1 course being built and like, oh my gosh, how long is it going to take to get places, all this stuff. I called them and just kind of talked to them and said like, hey, what streets are closed and when? How long is it going to take me to get around? I've called in the past about breakfast options. It just, again, I don't know why I do it, but I do, and I'll do it again this week. I guarantee I'll call them this week for nothing urgent whatsoever. I just like talking to my casino host or even just the main person in operations at either Mandalay or Venetian. Yeah, so just thought I'd, since I did it again yesterday, I was like, why do I do this? But yeah, it's definitely an addiction that I have. I'm addicted to call. My friends make fun of me for it. Like they know. They know that I do it. And they're just like, that is so weird. I'm like, yeah, I know. But hey, just trying to get everything finalized. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also rate and review if you can. But you got to hit play. Please hit play. That's the only way the download counts as a download anymore. So the Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. Your transcript for this podcast will be up shortly on realitysteve.com. Thanks again for listening. Really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.